an American airstrike in Libya on the self-proclaimed Islamic State has killed more than 30 people in the town of Sabratha, about 50 miles west of Tripoli. The strike comes as ISIS tries to consolidate its power in the country and as Libya commemorates its five-year anniversary of the Arab Spring uprising against former dictator Muammar Gaddafi. So is this a new front in the war against ISIS? Joining us is Eric Schmidt, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. What do we know about the camp that was struck today? What's the latest on this attack?
So it appears this is a walled compound of buildings located about 50 miles west of Tripoli in a town called Sabratha. This has been a kind of a hotbed of jihadi extremism in even for Libya standards, but it's apart from the main stronghold that the Islamic State has in Sirte, which is about 250 miles away. But about 3:30 a.m. local time, American warplanes bombed this compound, and according to Western officials and U.S. military officials I've spoken to, killed more than 30 recruits, and most importantly, a senior Tunisian facilitator for the Islamic State, a guy named Nuruddin Shushani, who is wanted in connection with a couple of the big terrorist attacks in Tunisia last year, including the one at the Fardo Museum in Tunis.
Eric Schmidt, we've heard quite a bit about ISIS expansion into Libya. Are they a real threat or a real factor in the balance of power in Libya, or is their mere presence there a concern to the United States?
Well, I think it's both. Obviously, you have competing factions of the government. The U.S. is trying to support a UN-led process to unify these factions on the ground, and ISIS has been able to step in and take advantage of that vacuum. Right now, they've been consolidating power. And cert, they have been fighting some of these militias to gain territory. So right now they are viewed both as a threat, essentially unchecked on the ground in Libya. And as this indicates, these recruits, I was told by one senior U.S. official, were believed to be training for some type of attack similar to what they conducted in Tunis or possibly even in Europe. That was the kind of training they were undergoing.
So that might be the tactical explanation for this attack. What about the strategic? What message is the United States sending here by expanding its attacks and expanding the number of countries it's willing to go to hunt ISIS here?
Right. There have been it's kind of a growing pressure on President Obama as this threat in ISIS in Libya is growing to take military action. And you have a number of European countries that are weighing whether this is a good idea or not. Obviously, Libya is also a source of many of the migrant flows that are flowing into Europe and causing problems there. The president put everyone on notice earlier this week in a news conference in California when he said the U.S. would strike ISIS wherever it happens to threaten U.S. and Western interests. Obviously, that's going on every day in Iraq and Syria, but this is the second major strike in Libya. Back in November, U.S. warplanes killed the then head of ISIS in Libya. So the president has said, you know, he will take action. He's been very reluctant, however, to kind of embrace the full campaign style plan in Libya that the U.S. and its allies are now conducting in Syria and Iraq.
I might be asking you to speculate a little bit here, but based on that warning that the president gave, what other countries in the region have significant ISIS infiltrations right now that could theoretically be next on the list?
Well, Libya is pretty high up on that list right now. It drops off after that. Of course, there's a lot of concern with an ISIS affiliate in the Sinai. The Egyptian forces have been battling that. Of course, Boko Haram, the Islamic militancy in Nigeria, has pledged allegiance to ISIS, and the U.S. is providing assistance to the Nigerian military as well as other neighboring West African countries that have also come under attack from Boko Haram or the ISIS affiliate there. So while you may not see airstrikes in those countries, the U.S. is providing support to other partners who are also facing a threat from the Islamic State.
It's a moment to take stock, though, Eric Schmidt, isn't it? The Arab Spring uprising in Libya was almost exactly 5 years ago, and here we are still bombing extremist elements that have come into the country since that uprising.
That's right. It really shows the limitations of power, I think, and some of the overwrought optimism, I think, that came out of Arab Spring, certainly with Libya. And I think while Muammar Gaddafi was removed from power rather violently after the U.S. and other allies conducted the air campaign there, there really was never the follow-up that helped fill the power vacuum on the ground that led to a lot of these militias fighting there now and ultimately created the kind of vacuum that the U.S. and President Obama now fear they're going to have to step in once again to help fill. So this is spreading. The ISIS threat is spreading across North Africa and the Middle East, and the U.S. is struggling to cope with that along with its allies.
As we look at the map, though, before we let you go, Eric Schmidt, we've seen the map of Iraq and Syria where the dream of this caliphate that ISIS has some measure of continuity physically when you look at the geography. Does that continuity spread at all sort of west of Syria? Is there any idea of a caliphate from Libya to Egypt and across northern Africa, these little spots of trouble?
Well, that's kind of the test right now, to see if ISIS is resilient enough that it can knit together some of these affiliates. As you said, there's one in the Sinai. There's obviously the strongest one outside of Syria and Iraq in Libya itself. And Libya sees this as kind of its beachhead, and it's trying to see if it can spread, send its tendrils out into North Africa, tap into young men and women through its online propaganda, see if it can attract fighters and destabilize some of these countries so it can get a presence here. It certainly faces a much greater challenge in Libya and some of these other places than it does in the main area of Syria and Iraq, as you mentioned.
An American airstrike in Libya kills an estimated 30 ISIS fighters. Eric Schmidt, national security correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.